We understand your point, Alderwoman.
Thank you.
We've heard.
And so let's get Mr. City Engineer to explain it, and then let's kind of move forward.
I just wanted to, my biggest concern is the maintenance of this until it connects somewhere else. It's quite long. And the other thing is, I'm sure the city attorney, since I mentioned, will look at how we're going to do a shared access over the top of a 10-foot-wide trail when you've got to get in there, and the homeowner association has to take care of the basin. When you have the land where the trail is between that given to the city.
Mr. City Engineer.
Yeah, I verify with Mr. Sumwalt. Mr. Dito can correct me, but this is part of the comp plan, and that's why Planning Department did request it when it went through Plan Commission that this trail be included. And you're right, it may never go anywhere, but that is part of the master plan that's out there now that shows the trail along the creek.
So we don't have to adjust any plans?
As far as I know, no.
Mr. City Attorney.
My staff email exchange with everybody a year ago in November did not say CMP, comp plan. It said CORP.
CORP plan.
Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan.
And the impact fees.
And Mr. Dito is...
That one I did not change. I don't know about the
okay. Because that's a requirement, as apparently upon review 1 year ago, I understood it. And nobody said otherwise.
So this idea of the trail going nowhere is absolutely correct, however.
And the needs assessment.
And the needs assessment.
Has to be updated.
There you go. That's
however,
what I was referring to.
This common council and every common council prior to this has always been inundated with people saying, where's the sidewalks in this city? We're not a walkable community. Well, they're not put in because this argument came about back when those subdivisions were put in. Put trails in? Do you put sidewalks in? No, I don't want sidewalks. Then we didn't put them in. Now they're done. So this is forward thinking. Sorry, Steve, but it is forward thinking, and that's why it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Alderman Nelson, you had your hand up a long time ago.
Yeah, I just want to make the motion to adopt the verbiage. That's...
Mr. City Engineer, Attorney, you want to read it back again?
Sure, but a question for the developer's representative. You did hear what I said earlier about all these conditions, and it's not guaranteed until if any of those necessary conditions are approved, correct?
I think so. I've got a question about that. So I'm assuming that this will be resolved by the time it comes to put in the trail. I mean, here's what I don't think is even legal. I can't be forced to put in a trail and not be reimbursed for it.
You've got an ordinance that suggests you have to reimburse.
If it's within those various plans and studies.
And if it's not within those, why am I putting it in?
Required public improvement. That the municipality determines is reasonably necessary as part of this development, and the city planning manager could participate in that response also. Are you nodding your head yes?
Yes, it was approved as part of the preliminary plat, mm-hmm.
Which,
by the council.
Which by law I allowed right of offset from impact fees that do get paid. So
if they're in those subject plans and studies.
So, okay, Steve, I'm sorry. You're absolutely correct, and I don't want to shortchange you, but I do have a proposed solution. If you intend in the future to vote against this trail in any shape or form, vote no and turn this down. Then we can come back with another motion that starts another whole chain of events, but we can take the trail out. That's our options. Correct? Do you have an issue with that? That way,
if the
Steve's
council
the
has
hook?
Sufficient information at this time as to that trail, this process is not the same as the process always has been.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Joel, I think we're saying it's in the parks plan.
No.
It was requested through this formal process.
CORP doesn't say who's going to build it, doesn't say who's going to buy it, doesn't say who's going to maintain it, just says there's a trail proposed there.
City Attorney.
I just said CMP comp plan, and you said yes, and I said so. It's not in the CORP, C-O-R-P.
I said CMP.
Let's get it right.
It's in the CORP.
The trail is in the park plan. Is the trail also in the comprehensive master plan?
That I don't know for sure. Check real quick.
And yes, a needs please. Assessment.
And that one I did not check. Tell me.
Well, here.
I had my hand up.
You've had the floor a long time.
Kristen, you.
You made a statement about voting no, and I had to clarify why, because it's what you said makes me sound like I'm going to vote in a certain way because of a statement you put
not
on the
all.
Record, and my statement should tie up with that statement you made. So my statement is, just because I vote no doesn't mean I'm voting no based on what the mayor said that I wouldn't future support it. My statement for voting no is because the process is too messed up for me to follow, and I'm not going to vote on bad practices. It has nothing to do with voting for the trail
Alderman
or not.
Taylor.
I would think that you would have to come to some sort of conclusion or finalize all the little check marks, you know, the little boxes between now and when it gets put in. I mean, if we're not putting it until March, then I would think between now and then. I'm not going to vote for this. I think it's your responsibility to put it in, pay for it, you know. So I'm not going to support it. I definitely don't like the process. So you got away with sidewalks on only one side, not both. And I know if we didn't force you to put sidewalks in, you wouldn't have. So you know, I mean, I know how developments are. You know, let's try to chintz as much stuff as we can because it costs money. You want to make more of a profit. We've already moved properties. We did a whole bunch of changes, I know, so you could have X amount of properties. We had to move where we had a stormwater plan. I mean, it gets frustrating because you know, like we're taking the cleaner. So I'm going to push back.
I voluntarily put either trails or sidewalks in nearly every subdivision that we develop. I love trails. I love the backdoor connectivity, and we often pay for them by ourselves, don't provide easements, and it's HOA maintenance. We don't shovel them in the winter. But I mean, we've got all sorts of ways that we can make trails work. I like trails. I'm doing sidewalks here as well. Therefore, I don't think it's fair to make me pay the entire cost of those trails. So, but we put trails in a lot.
Okay, but that's... It's not here.
It was my own subdivision.
Okay, well, then treat us the same as all these other places that you put them in.
But then we don't put in sidewalks. You understand? I mean, I like connectivity. We promote connectivity.
Right.
But the double connectivity is double jeopardy. And it's really not for the people who live in the community. That's the problem. It's for the connectivity in the future, which I completely support and respect. But to say that I should pay the entire cost is...
Well, you need three votes plus the mayor. You need four. You hear two no's, so you just got to make sure you have the votes.
Is there a motion to go back to regular order?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I don't think it's ready, but no.
It's not.
Well, we're up against it. Let's move to another item and come back to this when Joel comes back with an answer. Thank you, Steve.
Here he comes right now.
Oh, wait, Steve.
Does he have the answer?
Yes, it is in the park plan. It is not in the comprehensive master plan.
So that's
what about the needs assessment?
Needs assessment was the question.
Mr. Liberta.
You've already contracted with a company who's going to be revising that. So it can be incorporated in the needs assessment at that. Timing doesn't work, what we've done for other projects that are in the process where they've been put in the court and we've worked into the facility needs assessment. I'm directing with the council that we're doing that. It satisfies the needs of the facility needs study until it gets in there. That's very much what we did with
cables.
So I think we can make sure through the study we've already done that.
Joel?
Yes, that was my understanding too, that we adjusted park plan and the needs analysis to have that flexibility for trails. It didn't have to be shown in the plan. We just had to pick that up. If the council includes a trail, broad enough and vague enough that we can cover it, we just go back and then the plan will have time. My understanding.
Comp plan.
Park plan.
So how do we fix the comp plan?
If we wanted, we'd have to do
what? What?
Well, the park plan is always included as an element of the comprehensive master plan.
So?
So we don't have to, unless we you want to make it very obvious. You want to make it really clear, really obvious, then it'll be a comp plan amendment. But the park plan is adopted as an element of the comp.
So the only real outstanding issue is the needs study, which is kind of covered.
I believe so.
Okay. You want to read that again?
A motion to adopt a resolution authorizing certain officials to execute a subdivision development agreement for Ryan Wood Manor subdivision, with the content of the agreement to include the work in process draft agreement content provided to the council at this meeting, subject to changes thereto approved by the city engineer, the planning manager, and the city attorney, with such staff approval authority to include changes to the resolution content, and the subdivision development agreement approval also being subject to the approval of a final plat for Ryan Wood Manor subdivision.
Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
I'll give it to Dan.
Okay. Since I can't count, let's do a roll call.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
No.
Alderman Wilhelm.
No.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. Four ayes, two noes.
No. Do you want to break that one?
Obsessions. Well, you know, I've never been afraid to take a vote.
No.
But, you know, if I don't have to, it's nice. Okay. Thanks, Steve. And Merry Christmas. Item 9, we're just screaming through this.
No, we're going to start rocking now here.
Authorize the staff, item 9 is on 145, staff to spend up to $17,000 for the additional additional analysis for increment number 5. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, sorry.
Quick question. Now, that is just for the $17,000. It talks above there about the $5 million. This is not that at this point. It's just the $17,000.
And it's just for the state property. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G10 on 161 is a request to approve formal communication intent to create tax.
So moved.
Second.
Are you talking about this text for this flyer? Could we see it? Because I don't think there's 500 acres over there.
This was not intended to be a... Ms. Berg and I are going to have a conversation about this. This was intended to be a letter, and I did not say 500 acres. I said something less than that.
It's in the draft.
It's at the right across the top. It says 500 acres.
I understand that. So. It was intended to be a letter, not a flyer. So that would not be there.
Well, you know, I stayed up till 1, whatever, in the morning doing that quarry thing. I think you could give, like, us 2 weeks and bring a draft back for us to look at. And
you have a draft. All I'm saying is we're not going to put the heading on it.
Right, because it's not 500 acres. So.
Well, the wording down below says 500 acres. What is 2 weeks to bring us a draft? I mean,
because we have a developer who is interested in developing
here.
Well,
go talk to him.
He needs it in writing. And the only
reason, I have no idea what you're going to say to him. So.
Before I'm going to answer that. Before we get all wound up on this. The reason this is in the packet is because I put forward-looking commitment, not commitments, but...
positive spin.
Positive spins on future actions of this common council that I have no authority to do on my own. The only reason it's here is because I respect your authority and the jobs that you have to do. All I'm asking for is this okay to say that we intend on putting an overlay on it?
And the mayor called me on this and asked my opinion on whether or not, you know, he had the authority to do this. And I said, well, I also support this, but I don't speak for the body, so he should put it on the agenda. If you don't like this, Alderwoman, vote no. But we need to move this stuff forward, okay? Everybody around us is doing things. We need to do things as well.
Point of
order. If you don't like it, just vote no.
Point of order, Mayor, when the other people don't talk to you directly, you call them out, and I would like the same respect back. There has been people talking when I've been talking. There's been all kinds of different standards. Please hold to the same standards for everyone. Thank you.
You can task me, Your Honor.
Man. Okay. Alderman Mayor, who's patiently waiting here.
Mayor, you kind of make us sound desperate in this.
And I don't know if the $9 million has to be repeated. If they didn't get it the first time, I don't think you need to repeat it again because it makes it seem like we're going to give it to them. You know, just
point taken.
Makes us look too easy and too desperate.
Sure.
And the other line about the we're known as being developer-friendly, I'm not sure if that's quite true, but we are committed to becoming developer-friendly.
It's a spin, baby.
Just a couple of...
It's spin.
It's not a good
spin. And we got a good comment from S.R. Mills, which you'll read in the paper, that says we are, so...
Should quote that. Put in the letter.
I can do that. I just need permission to do the letter.
That's what we're giving you.
Alderman Wilhelm again.
Yes, I would be happy with wording from a quote from a developer over some of the wording that is here. I don't see, again, can you at least, after you do it, bring it back to us to see what you say?
Well, how's this? Can I have the floor here?
Alderman Taylor.
How about before, you know, just like you've done in the past with, like, the survey question, can you put the draft, send it to all of us and let us respond with feedback? Is that allowed, or that's not because of open? Well, then let's just give them the do this damn thing.
Yep.
Jeez.
You know, I'm the mayor of the city. 36,000 people are my constituents. I would not do something that... Nah, I'm not even going to finish this. Is there a motion to approve?
I did.
And there was a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 11, page 163. Request to send a letter to Avian at Tuckaway Condominiums. Let's go to Alderman Dandry before we go into discussion.
Well, first of all, I want to hear from Glenn. I think you've had further discussions with the association. Can you give me an update? Because I have not had an opportunity to talk to you about this.
I have not had further discussions. I just had the original discussions where they did not feel that they should put up any sort of stop signs or maintain them.
Okay, so we're at an impasse. So I'm going to make a motion to table this. Until I can have a meeting with the subdivision.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. City Attorney, on this motion, there is a need a date certain. Is that what you're asking for?
No, I was going to ask. My recollection on emails some time ago on the subject matter was that the chief of police...
We had continued discussions.
In favor.
We had continued discussions with the chief of police.
So, chief of police now supports this.
Yes, sir.
Item G12 is a request to bid construction project for LED lights, Mr. Morrow.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor, signify
aye.
By saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13 on page 169 is a resolution entered an intergovernmental agreement with Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District recognizing joint total maximum daily loads implementation initiatives.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Let the record reflect that Alderman Mayer has left his seat at 7 minutes after nine.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes after nine is more accurate. G14 on 185, City of Franklin audit agreement between Baker Tilly Limited Partnership and the City of Franklin for 2018 audit.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G15 on 207 is a resolution to amend professional services contract with Greenlee and Hanson.
So move.
Oh,
boy.
Is there a motion to table?
Motion to table.
Second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I just had a question on... one of the pages that talks about the major chemicals and they're coming from users of the business park. Are they not putting any funds toward this?
Staff is unaware that it may not be coming from any one business. It may be maybe a mixture of discharges from two or more businesses, and it just it creates somewhat of a, I don't even want to say a film, it's more of like a hard film. It's a hard film over the equipment. So I think that's...
No, just again, another one. It's another one of these business costs taken on by the city. That's my point. And I'm just wondering why we couldn't negotiate something, because they have some kind of agreement with the city that they're supposed to take care of some things. But
and that is correct. Staff has been unable to determine exactly where this mysterious substance or substances are coming from. We think it's a combination from multiple businesses.
Alderman Taylor, your motion is to table to the call of the city engineer.
Correct.
Is that correct in a second?
Alderman second. Wilson.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G16 is purchase software for, on page 227, purchase of Microsoft Office licenses.
So move.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G17 on 229 is a proposal for Heartland Business Systems for design services for the Common Council Chambers sound system and video projector, and Leroy is not here.
So move for Leroy.
Second.
Clarification.
Alderman Wilhelm.
When I was reading through this, it's my understanding that Heartland Business Systems will be putting this together, but they also would like to bid on this?
Not correct.
Correct. That was the only way I could get any consultants to do it. So as I noted, they will, I'll have to make sure it's written to open specifications, and then we'll have any evaluation of the bids, I will have, will not be able to allow them to participate in the evaluation of the bids, and I have to find an outside assistant for that, and then have a outside advisor.
Someone who's done it for There's, 45 years.
You seem a little close to the project. Just my point. Thank you.
Yeah, but as long as I intend to spell it out in the specifications of explain the circumstance to all of the people who refused to help me design it because they wanted to be able to get
on. Item, did we vote on this?
No.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Roll call, please.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, 1 no. No absent, no abstentions. G18 is extension of a memorandum of understanding with the city of Greenfield.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. By the way, we will be moving forward on advertising and interviews.
It's already advertised.
Hopefully you can keep it in-house.
We'll do our best.
Is there a timeline that you've set up for that?
I have not. Mr. Liberta's driving
what
that
is
boat.
The timeline now?
I believe it expires before Christmas, but off the top of my head, I don't know if David's in charge of that project. So I didn't read the act correctly.
Does that involve the Board of Health at all with that decision?
Yes.
Yeah. The chairman was consulted along with Darren as to the wording of the ad, and the chairman, I understand, one other member of the Board of Health is going to participate in the interview panel with Darren.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Is there some way we can get notified as aldermen when ads go in the paper? Because I always get this when constituents see ads in the paper and they ask me about it and I don't have any idea. I brought this up before about different ads. Is there some communication we can have about that?
Everything that goes out of this building needs to be put towards her.
Mayor, again, that was one of those comments that I was talking about, that when I have the floor, you allow other people to speak.
It's not that I allow it. It just happens.
Right. I'm hard to control.
But you don't say anything about it. But if that was me, it would be a different story.
Barbara just jabbed me. So
he gets the eyeball from me. suffice it to say, we will interpret whatever we can to get you all the information that we think you might even want.
I think the other aldermen should probably know if we're hiring staff. I mean,
does
if
anybody
we do
else
control
want to
budget.
Know?
No.
Okay, we got it. Item G19, 237, professional services agreement. This is a biggie between the City of Franklin and Racine County for certified soil testing.
Yeah. Almost.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G20 is a biggie. 241 is the 2019 property and casualty insurance coverage.
Second.
And moved and seconded. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G21 is on 245 is the 2019 stop loss insurance policy.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? That's better. Motion carries. Only half you were voting.
I voted 3 times.
I know. You did it well. 249, preliminary wage adjustment for non-rep employees who joined WRS.
So move.
Second.
This Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G23 on page 251, establish a timeline for employer contributions to the HSA accounts for employees participating in the high deductible plan.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G24, page 253, is an application of retiree health benefits with multiple health plans.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G25 on 259, proposed pension plan modifications to the City of Franklin Defined Contribution Retirement Plan and the City of Franklin Defined Benefit Retirement Plan, scheduled for approval on December the 18th.
So moved.
Second.
Motion. There's no motion required, but that's okay. Item H1, licenses, Alderman Taylor.
Your Honor, the first one, 26. Nicole Schiller, hold for appearance, and then all the rest, which are all public grants, approved.
Is there a second?
What happened to 26 and 27?
26 we just passed.
No.
No, we didn't.
No, it's different.
Oh, we got, yep.
26 and 27 or something.
No, we did not pass that. Okay. So let's finish this. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Sorry about this. We move back to G26, 365. Reallocation of remaining funds for 2018 Windows 10 and office license upgrades.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I'll do I-1. Get this done with this. Is there a motion to approve the following? City vouchers on any date of December 3rd, 2018, in the amount of $4,094,831.94, and payroll dated November 23rd, in the amount of $402,937.43, and payments to the various payroll deductions in the amount of $392,609.45 plus city matching payments, an estimated payroll dated December 7th, a great day, in the amount estimated at $414,000, and payments to the various payroll deductions estimated at $214,000 plus matching payments.
Mayor?
Alderman Wilhelm.
I had a question earlier about the StanTech monitoring, and I didn't get a chance to read all the replies, but we're good on that one because it was supposed to be the monitoring cost would be adjusted based
only,
on
61% of the monitoring task has been requested for payment.
So we're good then, I guess. Okay, well, thank you.
Madam Clerk.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. We move back to G27. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19.85 sub 1 sub G to confer with legal counsel for the Common Council who is rendering advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to the subject litigations and to re-enter open session same place thereafter to act on such matters as discussed therein as it deems appropriate.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
We are in closed session. 42, we're back in open session.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Oh.
Do we take, keep your...
9:37. Sorry. 9:37. We're back in open session. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.